Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner, live from Sharp Passage Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. Hey, the price of gold is up today, folks. How about that? You know, last week it took a tumble, and right now it's up around $1,508 an ounce. Here's what I have to say about that. Anytime that gold is over $1,500 and you've got some to sell, it's an excellent sellotunery. That's right. It's a sellotunery. So come right here at Sharp Facets Gallery and see us today. Silver's also up over $35. Again, an excellent opportunity. I wouldn't wait too long because who knows what could happen tomorrow. But today, the price of gold and silver is up. So come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be here till 6 o'clock today. So, you know, you can come by and see us. We'll give you a price right on the spot. Don't forget, we are always buying gold, whether it's in good condition or not. Diamonds, yes, we buy those too. Sterling silver. Sterling silver dollars, bars, all that kind of stuff. And don't forget about flatware. Had somebody in here this morning and said they had inherited two or three sets. They said, we don't know what we're going to do with them. I said, hey, bring them in. Let us take a look at them. You'd be surprised at what you can get for it. So anyways, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Well, what's going on today on Meet Me at the Diner? Well, if you were listening this morning or if you checked out the website, you know we are going to be bluesy cruising here today on Meet Me at the Diner. In fact, all week long, it's going to be the blues. But I tell you what, I've been listening to some of this music. You're not going to be down. You're going to be up and excited because we've got some great artists calling in today. The Nouveau Honkies. God, I love that name. The Nouveau Honkies. They were here last year. They are the main attraction on Thursday night, 5:30 to 8, with a special live after 5 with the Blues Cruise. That's right. They're kicking off the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Nouveau Honkies. They play the violin, the guitar, drums. They play it all. They're from Florida. Kind of interesting about how they all got together, and we'll be talking more about that when Tim O'Donnell calls us at about 12:18. We're also going to be playing some of their music, like the 10 o'clock bop. That's right. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Later on in the show, we're going to have Chick Stoop Down Willis. That's right. We're going to hear a song from him by the One-Eyed Woman. That's right. That's because she's always got her eagle eye on you. That's right. No, that's not what it's about, folks, but I'm just making up a little bit here. Chick Stoop Down Willis is actually the cousin of a very famous, famous guy. That's right. His name is Chick Willis. This is Chuck Willis that we're going to be talking to today, but his very famous cousin was Chick Willis, and he was very famous for inventing or being part of the stroll, yes, back in the 50s. So he's taken over from there. He's played with some very interesting blues masters, Ray Charles, Jimmy Reed, Big Joe Turner, and it's going to be a good show. So we're going to listen to his song. We're going to talk to him, and he's got a song here. I Want a Big Fat Woman. Was nominated for the W.C. Handy Award in 1988, and he was honored with the Stoop Down Music Festival in 2000. So we're going to be talking to Chick Willis, interesting guy. He's number 60 rated in the Southern Soul Artist Group. Our final selection here today is going to be Matt Hill. Matt Hill, that's right. And he's got a very interesting song. I'm not going to tell you about it, but I'm not going to tell you right now, but it's a very interesting song. I have a few ideas on where this song could do very well and probably climb the charts a lot when I give him my idea, but you'll just have to stay tuned to hear more about that. But anyways, that's what's on our guest list for today. Every day this week, as I said, we will be having all the artists on that are coming to town, culminating on Friday with the one and only Shrimp City Slim. That's right, Gary Irwin is going to sit down with me. We're going to have another giveaway Friday, of course, but it's going to be musically based, as it should be. And by the way, have you heard? I'm going to be uptown on Friday night. That's right. We're going to have a good time. We're doing a blues crawl from 7 to 10 on WCRS. What does that mean? I'm going to be all over the place talking to barbecuers, talking to fans, listening to music, listening with you to some great music of the blues, as well as talking to some of the artists. So you don't want to miss it. If you can't get out in the heat Friday night, but you want to stay tuned and you want to know what's going on, I highly recommend that you tune in to WCRS 1450 AM and listen to us. Whether you listen on the stream at WLMA.net, then click on WCRS and listen to us on the cell phone or the stream. We'll be crawling all over. That's right. I'm going to be walking. Some people may be crawling, but I'll be walking. That's right. To all the different venues, from Howard's to Polo's to R3 to Uptown Sushi, T.W. Boone's. That'll be going on from 7 to 10. And I'm going to be pooped after that. But I'm going to have a good time, and I hope you will tune in on Friday night if you can't make it up there. Hey, you may get to listening to some of that music and say, hey, I can't stand it. I've got to get down there. They'll be doing it all Friday night. And, of course, the Festival of Discovery starts Friday evening with rides, entertainment, barbecue galore. So get out there, plan to have some friends come into town and have a good time with you. All right. Well, anyways, what else we got going on here in the world? Well, the weather, it's about 80 degrees out there. Let me tell you, they said partly sunny. I think it's mostly cloudy. 81 degrees right now, and of course they are talking about some thunder showers later in the day. High of 94, variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the evening. Low around 70s. Winds are supposed to be light. Tomorrow, well, sounds like a ditto to me. High of about 93, scattered thunderstorms. Repeat, repeat. Let's just hope it gets out of the way first part of the week, so the end of the week will cool down and we'll have a good time with the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WLMA, 1350 AM. Of course, you can hear us on the stream at WLMA.net. Tell you what, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we should have the Nouveau Honkies on the air with us. That's right, I'll be talking to Tim O'Donnell. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Price of gold, like I told you, is up today. Come see us. Take advantage of the price while you can. Last week, it dropped down under $1,400. I think the low was $1,486. Today, it's up over $1,500. Take advantage of that price. Now, Andy, do we have our guest on yet? Andy?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. That sounds great. Well, we're going to be talking to, in just a minute, I hope we are, the Nouveau Honkies. We're going to be talking to Timothy O'Donnell. O'Donnell was born in New York City. His father was a diesel mechanic. They ended up moving to South Florida. And I was going to ask him about this, but he said he was taking piano lessons, but that's before his teacher yelled at him by learning The Entertainer by ear. So he gave that up and went to the drums, and sounds like we must have a call coming in right now. Maybe that is Tim O'Donnell, New York City, down in Florida now, with the Nouveau Honkies. Hello, Tim, are you there?
Yes, right here.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Now, where are you at? Are you in Florida or are you on the road?
We are in Florida. We played in Bradenton last night and drove back to Port Salerno. It's from the west coast to the east coast, and we leave tomorrow to start running up y'all's direction.
Y'all's direction. What's a New York City boy talking with y'all?
I grew up down in Florida. I don't remember too much about New York.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, hey, I was just talking a little bit about you. One of the things that is kind of exciting is last year you headlined this show on Thursday night, and it was such a tremendous success. They want you to come back again this year. That's got to be quite a statement right there.
We're happy. We're always happy to be able to get on the road and play for as many folks as we can. So.
Now you were just named the Nouveau Honkies, the official band of Stuart, Florida.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's we have a really great fan base here. When Rebecca and I started the group, it was just great. It was so many people have helped us in so many ways here. It's always a good home to come back here, and we always have great shows, local shows, and really great turnouts. And there's actually been some good music and some good original music starting to flare up right around in the area. So it's a lot of fun. I like living here. So
that's a good place to live. Absolutely. Actually, when you come up here, if the weather continues the way it is, it's been pretty much like South Florida, thunderstorms and rain at 4 or 5 o'clock, and then it clears off. So who knows? That's how it's been for the last week or so here in Greenwood.
Yeah, we've had some good thunderstorms the last few weeks.
So, but, you know, how did you and Rebecca get together? I mean, she was a classically trained violinist, and then, of course, she's gone on and done some interesting stuff. What was she, part of the Myrtle Beach Girls?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did y'all hook up together?
Well, she had moved down to Florida. She felt like she had to get out of Myrtle Beach. I had not been playing music regularly at all. I had a guitar business, and in 2004, some hurricanes. Florida was hit with 4 hurricanes, and the shop that I had was damaged pretty bad. I had some other things I was going through, so I was trying to look to make any kind of money in any direction I could, because the business I had kind of grinded to a halt. And I met Rebecca at a blues jam, and just heard her play a little bit. And we ended up doing, a couple months later, we ended up putting together a duo. We were just going out doing cover tunes and playing just to try to make some extra money, really, is how the whole thing started. And about a year later, we recorded an all-cover CD, all blues stuff, Howlin' Wolf, T-Bone Walker, some Steve Miller. And it just kind of took off. So from there, we tried to get a regular band around it. And we attended the IBC in Memphis and just started getting some jobs outside of the state. And from there, just really, really started to pursue it. So,
what do you think about social media? Has that helped your cause?
Yeah, it definitely does. I personally don't like it very much, but it definitely does. Rebecca's more on that side of things. Okay. I think it makes things a little impersonal, but hey, it's a way to get stuff out there as well. So it everything has two sides.
Absolutely.
So just trying to find the middle.
Absolutely. So how much do you travel now? Are you on the road a lot, or do you stay mainly in Florida?
I want to be on the road more. So if there's anybody out there listening that wants to hire us, give me a call.
That's a good plug. Keep going.
We would like to be on the road. I mean, my goal with this group is to be on the road, 150, 200 dates a year. And I think last year we were probably in between 75 and 90. So it's getting there, but sometimes it gets tough. I mean, when we start to string the gigs along and we're not making money and start to lose money, sometimes it's rough. We have to come home, put our tail between our legs, come home and build up some money again and just kind of stay local. And like I said, we're fortunately able to do that here. We have a great local following. But ultimately, what we want to do is we want to be on the road, and we've worked hard to get our travel arrangements correct and working on the music and the whole thing. So,
absolutely. So if you had to describe your music, how would you describe your music?
That's funny. A guy last night, he said he came up to the band after the show, and he goes, "Man, it's a combination of Kris Kristofferson and John Luke Pommy." I thought that was kind of funny. Somebody else had said in the past it was a cross between Freddie King and Johnny Cash. So we fall. I mean, I really like the stuff that relates the music to the old style of the blues. My personal writing style doesn't really adhere to that very much, but that's the music I like to listen to. And I think when you put a fiddle in the band, everybody thinks it turns into country music. So it's been a tough fit for us, but we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
Well, you certainly are getting quite a following, and the fact that they wanted you to come back this year to headline right here in Greenwood at the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise is a statement unto itself. Are you going to be bringing any new music with you when you come this time?
We might have a couple new tunes that'll be on our next album. We're very excited to be back in Greenwood. Looking forward to seeing everybody. We'd love to thank Gary for getting us back up there. And, yeah, we're excited. We're charged up, ready to go. The band's sounding better than ever, so.
That's cool. Now, we have a song that we're going to be playing of yours called 10 O'Clock Bop. What can you tell us about that?
10 O'Clock Bop was when I first started coming up as a musician, there was a guy I really looked up to. His name was Mike D. Rivera. He's from Southern California, and he played like this cross-mix, like this Mexicali surf guitar, Freddie King blues, very hard to classify, but just an amazing guitar player. And when I finally got to the point where I could play with him, where he'd let me play with him, he always had this thing about the hardest song to play is an instrumental, and the hardest instrumental to play is a one-chord instrumental because there's no changes. It's just one chord. So this was a thing. It was almost like it was a drill that he used to put on everybody that played in the band, and you had to be creative and come up with hooks and parts just across one chord. So Mike used to run the song night after night called 10 O'Clock Bop. Some nights it was not so good, and other nights it was completely fantastic. So it was one of those things where it was just kind of, it was basically a tune that we all came up through the ranks playing, one of his tunes, and just I tried to hook on to my favorite riffs that he did and kind of my favorite arrangements of the song when I heard the song played night after night and record it and kind of give homage to Mike Rivera. So
well, that's cool. Well, listen, we want to, now that you've given us that introduction, we're going to listen to that song. We will be up there Thursday night. Looking forward to meeting you and talking to you more. Thanks so much for calling in. It's the Nouveau Honkies with Timothy O'Donnell on the phone. Andy, let's go ahead and play 10 O'Clock Bop. Thanks so much for calling us, Tim.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Andy. 10 O'Clock Bop by the Nouveau Honkies. We'll play some more of 10 O'Clock Bop by the Nouveau Honkies. They are coming to town on Thursday, and if you want to hear an interesting combination of fiddle, violin, and drums, and others, you need to hear this on Thursday night. I tell you what, you will just love their style. They are energetic, they are upbeat, and they are positive. And they'll be having a good time. So you want to be there Thursday evening, 5:30 to 8, at the main stage. That's right. They'll be performing with a live after 5. And, of course, there's going to be food. Only thing you have to bring your own chair to come have a good time. Ask a friend out. Get together with some people you haven't seen. Eat uptown and have a good time. Now, not only will the Nouveau Honkies be there. God, I love that name. The Nouveau Honkies. Thursday night, but also at Howard's, Shrimp City Slim, Gary Irwin will be performing at 8 o'clock, and Lawrence Lucky Man Beal will be at T.W. Boone, starting at 8:30 to 11. Hey, it's time for South Carolina News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, talking about the Blues Cruise going on. Here's your host, live from Sharp Fastest Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I do believe we have our next guest on with us right now. And, of course, that is Chick Stoopdown Willis. Chick, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing today, Ann?
I'm doing great. Hey, you know, it is good to talk to you. And I've got an idea for your, let's see, you've got some interesting songs out there. We're going to be playing one of them, The One-Eyed Woman.
Okay.
I like that song. What gave you the idea to do that song?
Well. My second wife. My second wife.
You don't know which wife it is?
My second wife had one eye.
So she could only cry out of one eye.
Right.
Did you make her cry?
Huh?
Did you make her cry?
Well, I didn't make her cry. Well, you know, sometimes people do cry a little bit, you know. And every time she cried, I noticed that the water didn't come out of that eye.
All right. Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, of course, you had a cousin. You had a cousin that was big in the music business.
Yeah, Chuck Willis. He's the one that CC Rider, What Am I Living For, Hang On My Rock and Roll Shoes, those hits, way back in the 50s. And he died in 1958.
And so did you work with him?
Oh yeah, I traveled with him up until he died.
Right.
And after he died, I figured, well, the family need to keep doing the blues, carry it on. So that was my next job.
Wow. So I guess you picked up a lot from him, huh?
Oh well, from him and a lot of the entertainers I met while on the road with him. But you know, well, he didn't play an instrument, but he was singing. But I met a lot of entertainers out there that were playing guitar and stuff, you know, like guitarist Slim and Lowell Fulton and all of them. You know, I did shows with all of those guys, even after Chuck died, too.
Wow. So it says here that you joined the bluesman Elmore James Band while honoring the stage act that would eventually produce Stoop Down Baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, Elmore was an experience.
It was an experience? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, Elmo was the kind of guy that did not allow anybody to solo but himself.
Okay.
So you just had to play background.
So you couldn't wait to get out on your own.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a nice experience, though. You know, everything that you do in the music business down through the years, you hold it as experience that helps you in the long run.
That's right. Well, gosh, you were born back in 1934?
Yep, 1934. I'm getting to be an old man.
Get to be an old man. What do you think of the music industry today?
Well, it's okay. It's adaptable for the kids of today. It's all right, you know, but I'm just an old-time blues man. I'll keep doing that kind of music until I leave here. Of course, there's a lot of young kids out here now that's picking it up and doing a good job on it, it doesn't sound the same as it did when we played it, but it still come from the same source. You know, it's still blues. It's just a new type. And I try to tell everybody that you can't change blues. If you change it, it's going to be something else. It won't be blues. But they keep trying.
Well, listen, this is terrific. Now, let's see. Who was one of your favorite influences, do you think, in your life as far as playing the blues?
Well, as far as guitar is concerned, it was Guitar Slim. That was my favorite there, and Lightning Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, those guys, they really know how to write real blues music. They wrote real life, you know, and that's what blues is. It's all about real life.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it just seems to be about the depressing part of life, huh?
Yeah, it's about the depressing part of life, and it's about all of life. Every bit of life, the depressing part, the fun part, You know, because if you know, my biggest song was not had anything to do with depression. Stoop Down Baby and Let Your Daddy See It. So that don't have anything to do with depression in the life. So you can write blues about everything. Anything that you can think of, anything that you experience. Blues is about life itself. Of course, more songs are wrote by, you know, breaking up with your lover or something like that, you know. But I guess that's more songs wrote about that because people break up more.
Yeah, they don't have too many songs about staying together, do they?
No.
You are so true about that. Now, have you written anything interesting based on the economic times that we're living in here today? I think that would spawn a lot of blues.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, I wrote Why You Like Obama before Obama won the election. And I also wrote a song called Gas Is Too High.
That's kind of like The Rent Is Too Damn High, right?
Yeah, right. So I just have fun with my writing and my playing, and I enjoy playing for people. I enjoy to see people having a good time when I play. So whenever I play, I just try to turn it into a nice blues party.
Nice blues party. Well, you know, this is terrific. I am certainly looking forward to meeting you Friday night on our other radio station, WCRS. We're actually going to be doing a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood. And I certainly hope I'm going to be able to come by and get a few words from you. You're going to be playing what, Friday and Saturday at...
Friday and Saturday at the Sushi Bar,
Uptown Sushi. And then... And Saturday?
Saturday, the main stage, Centerlink. I'll be there at from 3:45 to 4:45.
That's right. So I will be seeing you Friday night at Uptown Sushi between 8 and 12, and it is going to be a pleasure to meet you, and I certainly hope you'll be able to break away and talk to us for a few minutes on the radio Friday night.
Oh, I'm making my business to do that.
All right. Listen,
I want to tell everybody in the area, just come on out and holler at the Stoop Down Man. Let's have a good time.
Are you stooped down or are you standing up straight? That's what I need to know, Chick.
Well, I'm standing up straight. I'm one of the old guys that's still standing up. I'm still walking the floor when I play. I'm still sitting in the ladies' laps and having a good time. I'm still moving around.
You're still doing your thing.
Still doing my thing.
All right. Well, Chick Willis, I certainly hope I get the opportunity to talk to you. We will be playing some of your music on the radio. So,
okay. Well,
I will go ahead now. I'm going to play your song, The One-Eyed Woman, and you said that was in honor of your second or third wife. Which was it?
My second one.
How many wives have you had, Chick?
Five.
Five?
Yes.
Wow, are you married now?
Well, we're not divorced. The last one, number five, not divorced yet, but we're separated. We're separated. Oh, well, we've been separated about 7 years.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to say any more. Hey, I look forward to seeing you Friday night at Uptown Sushi. Thanks so much for calling in today.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Now, I want to hear that one-eyed woman. That was his second wife, and I guess he wrote it in honor of her. She was a one-eyed woman. Let's go ahead and hear it, Andy.
Did you ever see a one-eyed woman cry? Oh, yeah. I said, did you ever see a one-eyed woman cry? The saddest thing about the woman, tears don't come out but just one eye. know my one-eyed woman, she's done the best she can. She's searching the world over, trying to find her one-eyed man. Oh, yeah. I said, did you ever see a one-eyed woman cry? Saddest thing about the woman, tears don't come out but just one eye.
Oh, that's right. That's Chick Willis. He's going to be here in town on Friday night. He's going to be playing at Uptown Sushi Friday and Saturday main stage, I believe, 4 to 5. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. You stay tuned because I got Matt Hill coming up right after that with more music. And I got an idea for his song, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery. 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller, talking about the Festival of Discovery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We've been having call-ins. We just had Chick Stoop Down Willis with us on the air, and before that, we had Tim O'Donnell with the Nouveau Honkies. That's right. We are now waiting on a call from Matt Hill. That's right. He is another blues artist. I actually have his CD here, and it's called Matt on the Hill, I think. Matt on the Floor. Matt Hill on the Floor. I believe that's what the name of it is. Yep, Matt Hill on the Floor. So we're going to be talking to him in just a moment. I've got some of his music here. He is only, and I say this, he is only 21. He's currently going to school in Anderson, Indiana. That's right. He's been over to, I believe it was Scotland, played over there, went to school for a while. We're going to talk about all those things in just a minute when we get him on the air. So actually from Morganton, North Carolina. So he's been to... grew up in Morganton, went to school, University of North Carolina at Greensboro, my old stomping grounds up there, and then went on and went over to Scotland at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, so spent there. He said it was very interesting. I want to ask him some of the questions, but he knows how to play the bagpipes, he knows how to play the marimba, and something about a Celtic whistle. So we're going to be talking about that just as soon as we get him on the air with us. You know, maybe while we're waiting for him, I should go ahead and check out this song that we have here for him. He's written this song. It's called Time Is Up. I find it a very interesting song, and I was going to tell him I thought this might be the Casey Anthony theme song, because time is up, and I think I'm just going to go ahead and play it for you, let you listen to it. We get Matt on the Hill, we'll cut it short, and we'll be right back. So here we go, without further ado, Matt Hill with Time Is Up, Baby. No, it just says Time Is Up. Here, let me see what you think.
Fooling round. Well, you don't.
by Casey Anthony. Your time is up with Matt Hill. That's right, that's Matt Hill. Your time is up. I thought that might be a good possibility for Casey Anthony, because right now, of course, the jury has that trial. I do think it has been totally overblown. Are you tired of hearing that on the media every day, every second of what goes on? Oh, my God, terrible, terrible story, terrible case, but still they keep talking about Casey Anthony. I'm telling you what, she's had more than her 15 minutes of fame, let me tell you that. So we'll see how that works out. Still hoping that we can get Matt Hill on the air with us. He's got that new style blues, I think, that Chick Willis was talking about. And, of course, we did just talk to Chick Stoop Down Willis, and he's going to be playing Friday and Saturday, 8 to 12. Matt on the floor, we just heard one of his songs, Time Is Up. Time Is Up. That's right, and of course, he is from Morganton, North Carolina. He's been influenced by Scotland. He's learned how to play the bagpipes. He's learned how to play the marimba. He plays a lot of different instruments. He will be playing Friday night on the main stage from 9 to 11. Hopefully, we'll get to talk to him and get him on the air when we do our blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood. That's right. Starts at 7 o'clock right there on WCRS, 1450 AM. By the way, don't forget, you can tune it in on your cell phone or computer. Just go to WLMA.net and then choose your source. Do you want to listen to WLMA with sports talk? Nah. Do you want to listen to WCRS with the blues crawl? We'll click that one, and you'll be able to listen to us loud and clear right there from the main arena, from all the different restaurants. We will be. I need that piece of paper. Oh, okay. All right. Reed's bringing me that piece of paper. Is he not going to be able to call in? Oh, you didn't get an answer. Okay. Well, Matt was supposed to give us a call, and we just called him. We didn't really get an answer, but he has some interesting music. He actually is in school right now up there at his university in Anderson, Indiana. He plays with the Anderson Symphony Orchestra, as well as serving on the praise team and singing in the choir at Eastside Church of God. So there you go. But right now, going to school in Anderson, Indiana. So we've had a good time talking about all these different groups. I sure wish we'd gotten a call in from Matt on the floor. Maybe he's on the floor, though. We can't get him up to get on the telephone. He's got some interesting song. He's got the Stolen Bride Blues. He's got I'm Gonna Hit That Highway. I Tried to Love a Crazy Woman. Now, there's a good song for you right there. But, hey, as we see if we get Matt on the hill, let's go back and play the, what were we going to play? The Nouveau Honkies. We've got that full song right now. Let's let that take us to the top of the hour, Andy, with the Nouveau Honkies, that bop song that we didn't quite get to hear at the bottom of the hour. We talked to Timothy O'Donnell earlier, and of course we had their song, the 10 o'clock bop. Let's hear the rest of that by the Nouveau Honkies. They're starting off the Blues Cruise Thursday, Thursday at 5:30 right there in Uptown Greenwood. Let's take it away, Andy. You take it to the top of the hour. Thanks so much, everybody. Be back tomorrow with the I Love Ann Show.
Been listening to Meet Me at the Diner with your host Dan Eller on WLMA 1350 AM Greenwood and the Lakelands.